Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. The Reverend Dr. Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, beginning with the 40th verse. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text that we have before us this morning is certainly an interesting one. As we compare the synoptic gospels, the cleansing of this leper took place following our Lord preaching the Sermon on the Mount and as he's walking on his way to Capernaum. Matthew speaks about this miracle, occurring before a crowd, and the public nature of the miracle seems to be the emphasis. But not so for Mark. No, Mark takes the event in a different direction. Mark emphasizes here the discourse between the leprous man and our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's important for us at this point to be reminded that lepers were untouchables. Not just that they were looked down upon and people didn't like them. They were literally untouchable. For a Jewish man to touch someone with leprosy would be to throw away his own ceremonial and religious cleanliness. He would have to exclude himself from the community and show that he was clean in order to be restored to the worshiping body. The disease of leprosy, as we know it today, was not as well defined in our Lord's day. The term leprosy was a broad term for all kinds of skin diseases, some that a person could recover from and many that a person could not recover from. But Luke tells us that this man was, quote, full of leprosy, which is never a diagnosis that anyone wants to hear. Truly, this man was in many ways already dead. He had been cut off, excluded from his family, removed from the worshiping body of the Jews, shut out from society as a whole. And all that, coupled with significant physical symptoms of leprosy, would have surely been a painful and terrible experience. And it's at this point that Mark makes for us in the text today that Jesus was moved to pity. The Greek text here indicates that he was moved in his organs, which is where emotions were thought to sit in the ancient world. When you see someone who has a terrible affliction and you feel it in your guts, that's what Jesus experienced. Jesus is deeply moved. He has a physiological reaction to seeing this man's plight. And all that the man has said to the Lord is simply, "If you will, you can make me clean." This man had no reason to expect such kindness from Jesus. More, he would have had no reason to think it possible for him to be cleansed unless this Jesus were powerful, perhaps even the promised Messiah. And Jesus is moved. He is filled with compassion. And so the Lord Jesus Christ reaches out and does the unthinkable. He touches the untouchable man. The church father Origen says of this text, "And why did he touch him, since the law forbade the touching of a leper? He touched him to show that all things are clean to the clean, because the filth that is in one person does not adhere to others, nor does external uncleanness defile the clean of heart. So he touches him in his untouchability, that he might instruct us in humility, that he might teach us that we should not despise anyone, or poor them, or regard them as pitiable, because of some wound of their body or some blemish for which they might be called to render an account." So stretching forth his hand to touch, the leprosy immediately departs. The hand of the Lord is found to have touched not a leper, but a body made clean. Let us consider here, beloved, if there be anyone here that has the taint of leprosy in his soul or the contamination of guilt in his heart. If he has instantly adoring God, let him say, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Truly, we have a Lord who has compassion for his creation. He healed not only this leprous man, but he also raised people from the dead, made the blind to see and the lame to walk. We know all these things. But these are not just events that happened a long time ago to other people in other places. But rather, as we read about our Lord's miracles, we are reminded that his miracles show his power and his authority. We are reminded that through Christ all things were made, and during his ministry he was saddened to see the results of sin on his creation. This is why Jesus forbids the man from talking about what has happened, that he would go and make the sacrifices and be shown to the priests, that they would recognize that the cleansing is legitimate before revealing that it was Christ who was the one who performed the healing, because it was Christ who came to fix the broken, to restore that which is destroyed by sin. And the brokenness of sin is plainly around us every day. The impact of sin is seen in the horrible ways that we see people treating each other and sometimes even participate in ourselves. The impact of sin is found in the weakening of our bodies as they fall victim to diseases and illnesses of every sort. The impact of sin is seen when the world itself violently turns against us. And the impact of sin is always seen in the final wages that it earns: death. But what our Lord Jesus Christ did that day for the leper is the same thing that he does for you and for me. He takes the wages of sin upon himself. Jesus Christ takes away the guilt, shame, and uncleanness that you carry. He took upon himself the full weight of the Father's wrath against sin as he hung on the cross, becoming the ultimate and final sacrifice for your sins and mine. All of this he did out of love and compassion for you. And in this way, he makes you clean. He makes you a new creation. While we are still in a world that is broken by sin, and we ourselves still see and experience the consequences of sin in ourselves and in our lives, we know that the verdict has already been declared by the one who is the great and final judge. And the judgment is that you are not guilty. You are clean. You and I are not guilty because we've deserved it or because we are truly actually innocent. No, we are not guilty because Jesus wills it that you would be clean. He desires for you to be his own dear child who will abide with him into eternity. Jesus has compassion on you. A never-ending spring of compassion that is there for us as we come before him in humility and faith. And while we come before him, he will always receive us to make us clean. Thanks be to God for the new life that we have as his own dear people, that he makes us clean and makes us new in him. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.